I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, massive thanks to everyone who's been downloading the podcast lately. Thank you very much. And everyone who's been leaving iTunes reviews, that means a lot. Just a few little things at the top of the show. The live show's on at Catfish starting September 16, so that's Catfish in Melbourne, every Sunday at 4 p.m. going through until October 28, are on sale and selling very well. So if you are in Melbourne or thinking, let's come to Melbourne for a weekend, it'll be a fun one, I would recommend getting tickets very, very soon. So tickets are available at joshearl.com.au/gigs. That's joshearl.com.au/gigs. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. So the podcast first, then followed by the stand-up shows for some comedy. And it's going to be great. So I think there's about 35 tickets left for pretty much every single show. So don't dawdle. Get in quick because the shows are going to be very, very good. All the live ones have been great. I haven't done a live one where I've walked away going, oh, that wasn't very good. And so, these are going to be no different. Also, huge thanks to everyone who's been supporting the podcast by subscribing to the Patreon. So if you haven't heard for a couple of weeks, I have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. Next week, I will send out a bonus episode for all the Patreon subscribers at a certain tier. So yeah, look out for that. These have been fun. So I've been doing a bonus round every single podcast for the last 3 weeks, and then I'll collate them all and you'll get a little bonus episode with some extra stuff and also some bits that get taken out when someone says something that probably shouldn't be out there in the general public. But you know, I trust the Patreon subscribers and I trust you're not going to be an idiot with it. Anyway, this is going to be a really fun episode. I haven't recorded it yet, but there's some new people, which I always like having a new voices on the podcast. Anyway, one more thing, if you're in Adelaide and you listen to this the week it comes out, I am in Adelaide on the Saturday, the 11th? I'm going to say the 11th, doing my kids show, Oliver Up a Tree, at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, or noon, whatever. Is that morning? I don't know. I can never tell with 12 noon. I'm doing my show, Oliver Up a Tree, at the Adelaide Arts Festival Centre. It's a lovely, lovely show. I really enjoy doing this show. So if you've got kids between 5 and 10, they'll really like it. You'll really like it. We'll have a nice little afternoon together and it'll be lovely. Anyway, enough from me. Get some tickets to the live show if you haven't done already. And if you want to support the podcast, subscribe to the Patreon at patreon.com/dykwia. Enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet I was alerted by a teacher who had his students do a report on their favourite podcasts, and one of his students chose this one.
Oh.
Hang on though. Because the kid referred to me as the destroyer of spicks and specks. And to the first round as social mean media. It's not called that, mate. So, kid, you fail.
I didn't know Carl Chandler had it.
How was it his favourite podcast?
Bring back bullying.
He just roasted it.
I've been saying that for a while. Bring back bullying.
Yeah. Everyone needs to get bullied. Our first guest is a comedian who shares her name with the media officer of the Royal Botanical Gardens in Melbourne. And a Geelong carpet cleaner. Please welcome back on the podcast. It is Danielle Walker.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Woo, woo, woo. Woo.
You didn't know? Did you know about the Royal Botanical Gardens?
No. Usually it's just that lady who's written a book about how she hates carbs.
She hates grains.
Yeah, Against All Grains. Against All Grains. New York Times bestseller.
And her husband's in on it too now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're like an Oprah and Stedman kind
That's
of thing.
That's like the opposite of me and my boyfriend.
I don't get when people hate carbs. They don't eat carbs. I was like, how do you sleep at night if you're not full of carbs? I don't know.
Our next guest is a first-timer to the podcast. She is a comedian who shares her name with the senior graphic designer for JJ's. That's not you, though, is it?
No.
And a London PR director. But the one we have here is comedian Emma Holland. Yay! So I didn't know it yet. So JJ's.
JJ's.
If you want some big baggy jeans, go to JJ's.
I'm going to do it. So, I'm going to try and get that sweet, sweet discount.
I'm the graphic designer.
Do you need a discount at JJ's? 3 for $15.
I'm not doing well, Danielle.
Also joining us is a comedian who SBS described as a free-spirited artist. What? Please welcome back to the podcast. Someone that we established last time is a very big Muse fan. It is Sonia Diorio.
Yay! Hello. Where was that?
SBS comedy.
A free-spirited artist.
Yeah.
Oh, I should stop taking my clothes off and running around SBS studios.
I've always said that Sonia's the character that Heartbreak High should have gotten. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think they're missing out. I always think that.
I did want an eyebrow ring in high school.
Did you have rollerblades?
Jurassic style. Yes.
What was the other guy in that who was Anita's brother? He had some big lips on him.
Ryan?
Ryan.
Is that who he?
Ryan. What happened to him? Oh, no, we looked it up. Nothing. Yeah.
And our final guest is a writer and a producer who either shares her name or is the person that started a change.org petition to bring back Sooty. To bring the Sooty live show to Australia, please welcome back to the podcast. It's Maggie Luke. Yay! Oh, is that you?
Yeah, that was me.
That was you.
You found that. I thought I hid that.
What is the Sooty live show?
Sooty is...
Sooty and Sweep, the little hand puppets?
No, she's too young. Yeah. Oh. Get out!
It's a very good show.
We're starting off with Heartbreak High and Sooty. We've alienated anyone born 89
or later.
And
we looked at each other and shook our heads while you guys were talking.
Oh, you don't know Heartbreak High?
No.
Oh, you would love it.
No.
You would love it.
It's good. It's still good.
The amount of... Rack Off was said a lot in it.
Yeah, and the cool dude had like an eyebrow ring and rollerblades, and he was called Drazik.
Yeah. I'm just going to write down Rack Off in my phone.
Rack Off. There's actually a montage of Drazik saying Rack Off. Like they've gotten every single time someone in Heartbreak High says Rack Off.
It was like an edgier version of Home and Away.
And it was on ABC, so it was like you could watch it before the news.
I didn't think Home and Away could get any edgier.
Yeah. All right, our first game today is called Social Me Media, where I'll read out a status update by the four of you, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think wrote it. Your names are your buzzers. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the person who actually wrote it, they get the point. So you can't buzz in for your own. Poker face is on. First one is this one. Fact, 75% of mums in regional towns are part of pyramid schemes.
Maggie.
Yes, Maggie.
Danielle.
You are correct. Yes, yes Maggie. Yes. Is your mum in a pyramid scheme?
No. But my mum doesn't have any job.
She could be.
She doesn't want one.
My dad is.
Oh, really?
Herbalife?
That's a pyramid scheme. Yes, that is.
What's Herbalife? What's that about?
It's like pills and shakes and stuff that you take and drink and it makes you thin do some exercise.
There's a mum I know. And
Maggie's in.
We call her Herbalife Mum. And she's always posting videos of herself being like, oh, she's got one. And she's like, I'm at the beach and I was just looking around and I just saw all these grains of sand and I was like, wow, if all those grains of sand can work together to form a beach, what could we do?
Wow.
Happy Monday, guys.
If that's Monday, what's the weekend, really?
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's a word for word verbatim one.
Hopefully you've read that many times, haven't you, Danielle?
I've watched it so many times, that video.
It's a video. I thought
it's
it was a
video.
Meme.
Oh, right. I'll show you after.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'll watch it.
Question two. Found my spirit animal, and then there was a picture of a woman in a pond eating a box of KFC.
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Maggie?
No, that was Emma. It was Emma.
Enough. Got you with my face.
She was beautiful. Yeah. She was a grandmother of eight.
Oh. It was a good. She looked like she was having fun.
She was having the best time
in a pond. Of
she also asked me to take the photo of her.
Oh, I thought so you just found that online.
No,
no, that was a real photo.
Yeah, I took
it's
that
not stock
one.
Photo. It's
no.
A-
No, where she summoned you? Me over the Bahamas.
All right, can we put that up as well?
I'll Where's, find what, it.
You've got your website up.
Oh, just follow in Emma on Instagram.
I'll follow. Yeah, easy.
Yeah, sick. Always hustling.
Question three: got past the sniffer dogs.
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Sonia.
Yes, you are correct. That was explaining the grass. What yeah. you're smuggling in?
Danielle was with me. I was smuggling Neuromol.
Neuromol.
Yeah. I double dropped that weekend.
I saw that picture. Here's a question.
Very good.
Yeah. What is Neuromol? Is that Nurofen?
It's yeah,
and
just
Panadol
Nurofen.
Panadol together.
Yeah.
Is it a new brand or has they got together?
I think, yeah, it's a mashup.
Oh, I'm learning so much today. It's great.
It's like when TV shows would have like characters from other TV shows come into their TV show. That's what Neuromol is.
You know, they do that with like Young and the Restless and stuff.
Yeah.
They just swap characters.
Like, wouldn't it be good if like Drazik went to Heartbreak High, Drazik from Heartbreak High went to just like Home and Away and just fucking bashed everyone?
The new River Boy.
Yeah.
River Boy. So good.
Question five. Anyone else look exactly the same their whole life?
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Maggie.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
God damn it. I was going to do that too. She was the only one.
Yeah.
I do. I look exactly the same.
Very youthful face.
You do. I said the other night, you showed me your formal picture and you look exactly the same. It's just you got brown hair.
You have brown hair.
And a brown satin dress.
I was into chocolate brown in 2004. And you know what? I had a chocolate brown boyfriend as well at the same time. So I think we were just matching it. But no, I look exactly. Someone sent me a picture of when I was like a toddler.
And you were the same?
Exactly. It looks exactly the same. I just look into
a mirror.
Were
you also wearing a brown satin dress there too?
Well, the.
So is this year 12 formal?
This is year 12 formal.
Year 12 formal. Did everyone go to their formals?
Yeah.
We had a debutante.
Oh, Deb, did you get like.
One of those white dresses.
Did your dad give you away at the Deb? Because that's what happens sometimes.
No.
Like they present their daughters.
No, but it was, the first time going out.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, more like the first time I got fucking blackout drunk and threw up everywhere.
Yeah. All right, next question. For a good time, call 13-1-1-6.
Sonia?
Yes, Sonia.
Danielle?
Yes, you are correct, yes.
You so said it wrong.
1-3-1-1-6.
Yeah, Pizza Hut delivery.
Oh, yeah. I
didn't know that.
I was distracted by trying to figure out what that number was for.
I thought it might like equate letters, and it was a code for Danielle.
No.
I was like, that doesn't. There's only four things in there.
Does nobody else remember?
I remember. I just said it wrong.
1-3-1-1-6. Pizza Hut delivery.
Yeah.
I've got I know Lubmobile.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
No, I've completely forgotten it now. Sorry. Cut that
that's
out.
That's a good time.
What is. Okay. So, yeah.
1-3-0-0-6-5-5-0-6.
That's the reading writing hotline, isn't it?
Yeah.
My brother used to sing that to me as bullying.
Oh. Bring back bullying.
Bring good. Back bullying.
Could you not read good?
No, I couldn't read good. Couldn't spell good. But Mum said I was very creative and had great stories.
And so now you're a writer.
I know. Nothing's changed. With Grammarly and spell check.
Next question. Whose cover image is a pic of a woman with the caption, "I gave up men to have sex with ghosts"?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Emma.
No, it was Sonia. Put there for Sonia.
Changing mine now, though.
Where was it from? You just found
animal.
It?
I found it. Well, I got into a dark YouTube hole of I can't remember, it's some weird English like morning chat show.
Oh.
And it was a woman. Yeah, she was actually talking about how
is
she,
it Trisha?
I'm not sure about her name. But it was she believes it and yeah. I believe her. I would like to find out how to do it. But she it's like a full on thing that I don't know, people do.
Say that again. Had sex with a ghost.
Has sex with ghosts. So the ghost comes into a room
yeah.
and she feels like she's having sex with it.
I think that's just, isn't that just clicking off? Isn't that? we all should call it sex with a ghost from now on.
Yesterday, I was working on the project. One of the stories yesterday was peegasms, apparently, is a new thing.
What?
Which is you just hold on for as long as you can, and when you then hang a piss, it feels like an orgasm.
No.
I think it's just relief, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think as long as you're sneezing at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just painful.
And the joke I wrote that didn't get up was, I think they're just wiping it too hard.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can't you see Waleed saying that? 6:30 at night.
How long do you have to wait?
I don't know.
Okay.
This will go for an hour.
Yeah, right.
Okay, next question. I use the green love heart emoji to show platonic love. The red love heart equals pure fucking.
Oh, Maggie.
Yes, Maggie.
Danielle.
Yes, you are correct, yes.
He's the only person I know who does pure fucking.
That's great. She is a fuck machine.
None of this impure shit. No. Danielle.
It's pure.
It's pure!
I love it. She's
Next question. Skirt broke. Just did my gig with my scarf around my waist.
Danielle.
Maggie.
Yes, Danielle. Heard Danielle first.
Sonia.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Point there.
Was it good?
It was fine. Yeah.
Did you mention it?
I did mention it on stage. Yes, wearing a tartan skirt. So they're like, what? Is she Scottish? Anyway.
Was it warm, though?
Warm?
Yeah.
It's bloody boiling. But yeah, basically I was at a gig and my skirt, it had a zip down the front. And you know when zips, like you do it up, but then they're just a hole in them.
Yeah.
They don't work anymore. And had no pants or skirt. I was wearing stockings, though, just in case anyone was imagining me walking around. Okay. No one's doing that.
You're going to get a few more followers after this, I think.
Next question, question 9. I reckon we've got enough perfumes.
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Maggie.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Danielle.
We do. I was going through, like, the Maya ground floor, and there is thousands of perfumes.
Yeah.
And what? No, they don't sell them all. What happens? I just sit there because they can't go off, and then just people keep making more. Now, you know, I just think it's too much.
Wouldn't they just send them back?
Like, well, where to? What do? They dump them?
I don't know.
Give them away for free.
I reckon Maya would be clever enough not to buy all the stock they're selling. I reckon it's like, all right, you can bring it in here, and if we sell it, we keep a proportion of the money, but then you get a bit. I reckon that's what they're doing.
All right, so you think that they don't own the perfume sitting in Maya?
No. Nah.
Yeah, right. Can we get a caller on the line?
Thanks. Call 13 11 66. All right, and our last question for the round. Now, who, when you type her name into Twitter and click on people, one of the options is the actor Paul Reiser from Mad About You. Which of you, when you type your name into Twitter, they say Paul Reiser?
I don't even know what that means.
Paul Reiser, the actor.
Sonia.
From Mad About You.
I don't know what that means also, so I'm just going to take a guess, Emma.
You are correct, yes.
Right.
So,
you found my Twitter.
I don't know why it is. So it's like Paul Reiser from Mad About You.
I don't know what either of those words mean.
Paul Reiser is an actor.
Yes.
He was in a TV show called Mad About You, which was like a network tried to make a Seinfeld without realising what made Seinfeld good. And it was Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt. And it was like the song was "Tell Me Why I Do the Things I Do," and it was not funny.
It was
all
a couple.
Yeah,
but when you type in Emma Holland,
Paul Reiser comes up, and I don't know why. A whole bunch of Marvel stuff came up as well.
And Phoebe's twin sister,
yes,
from Friends,
Ursula.
Yeah, also a character in that show, in Mad About You.
Wait, so there's a crossover with Mad About You and I had no idea.
Yeah. In the universe, and also ER, because George Clooney and the other guy was doctors who went on a date with Rachel and Monica.
This is more intricate than like the Marvel universe
now. So you're saying that ER,
exists.
Mad About You, and Friends are all in the same universe.
They
and
all me, exist in apparently. The same universe. And Emma Holland.
Why doesn't ER have a laugh track then? It should. That'd be good. Sexy one.
Why isn't Thor in ER too?
Why isn't Thor in AR?
Go on.
Stop it.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Emma on 2 points, Maggie on 2 points, Danielle on 3 points, and also on 3 points, it's Sonia Diorio. Ooh. Yeah.
No. Oh, no.
This round is called Holiday. It would be so great. Now, we've all had holidays, and sometimes they don't look like they look like on the brochure. And today we're going to talk about Hawaii with Sonia Diorio. But what happened in Hawaii that almost got Sonia kicked out of a karaoke night?
No, what happened in Hawaii stays in Hawaii.
Was it A, Sonia went around the whole bar and tried to take everyone's shirt off? Was it B, Sonia sung so badly that the woman thought that she was making fun of it and Sonia had to plead with her that she was actually using her actual singing voice? Or C, a guy who Sonia got with the night before was there with his girlfriend. So when it was Sonia's turn to sing, she got up there and just told everyone what happened the night before. A, B, or C. Now, you can ask Sonia as many questions as you want. Bear in mind she wants you to get it wrong. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
What is your karaoke song?
Great question.
Great question. I generally don't sing karaoke. I hate it. And I was extremely drunk at this bar. This is how drunk I was. Not into karaoke, not really into ABBA, and I was singing ABBA.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Nice. With the T-shirts,
mm-hmm.
Were you trying to take men and women's T-shirts off or just men's? Or was if somebody was in a dress, were you trying to de-dress them?
De-dress?
It was more just a few men in particular.
Was it T-shirts or Hawaiian shirts or...?
T-shirts.
Was yep. this while you were singing as well?
No, separate to the singing. I'm not that good at multitasking.
And what was the third option again?
Third option was the night before she hooked up with someone and then he was there with his girlfriend. Ooh. And so Sonia went up on the microphone and just told everyone what happened.
So you did a type five. Yeah.
And that's how it all started. I'm trying. I think all of those kind of fit Sonia's.
Whoa.
A compliment. I'm liking the shirt one a bit more.
Which ABBA song was it? Because I feel like there's some that could tell that story through song. Like the cheating one.
Fuck, what was it? I remember the words on the screen too. I think it was Waterloo.
About a war.
Haunting.
Is that where the war... No. I was going to say, no.
Were you going to say, is that where the word war comes from? The world. Waterloo?
Yeah, the war. Sorry. Can I choose?
If you want to choose, yep.
Can I go for, I'll go for A.
You think she went around trying to take everyone's shirt off?
No, that's boring. B.
You think she sung so badly, the woman thought she was taking the piss?
No, C.
You have thought, a terrible singing voice.
You thought that she... hooked up with some guy and he turned up there the night after.
Yeah, I reckon.
C for Maggie. Emma, you can ask more questions. The floor is not closed.
Sorry, you know, I thought
what's
it
that
was.
Song? Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance.
Take a chance on me.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
That's not what it was. No. You just had it in
it
your
wasn't
head.
Waterloo. It was that. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Can you sing it how you were singing it on the night?
I don't remember, mate. The thing about when you're drinking in Hawaii, if you tell them that you like drinks stiff, they'll make them fucking stiff. None of this RSA bullshit that we have here.
I just can't imagine a karaoke place being uptight enough to, like, get angry at someone for taking the piss, especially in Hawaii.
Yeah, you'd think that was some... Sorry, I've chosen.
Can no, I you can still talk. You can still talk. Your mic's on.
It's okay. I'm very complex.
I think it feels like something that you would... Yeah, a punter would say to you afterwards, but not the bar would get upset about it. I've seen the crookest karaoke here.
Yeah.
They're serving very stiff drinks.
But I've also seen karaoke people take it very seriously, the ones who don't let anyone actually get up and sing, and it's just a performance for them.
Yeah, that's another point.
Hmm.
I don't know. I want the answer. Did anyone pick?
No, only you've chosen.
Oh.
Emma.
I'm going to go with A.
A, took everyone's shirts off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also going to go with A, took everyone's shirts off.
A. The correct answer was... A, so a point for Emma, a point for Danielle, a point for Sonia.
Full disclosure,
you already
Sonia
know that
has
song.
Told me. Yeah.
What?
That's all right. You should have asked more questions to make a lie about stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you were just going around taking
people's
shirts off.
It wasn't everyone's shirts off. It was a few guys in particular.
Okay.
And they were pretty hot, you know, hot surfer guys.
Yep.
And then the woman running the karaoke yelled at me. You are not to take their shirts off. I will kick you out of this bar. I'm like, lady, don't you want to see this shit? It's hot.
So at the end of the round, the scores are Maggie on 2 points, mm-hmm. Emma on 3 points, Danielle on 4 points, and also on 4 points, it's Sonia. Yay! Yeah. All right, this round is called Knowing Me, Knowing You. Speaking of ABBA, there you go. Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about somebody else on the panel. You have to determine whether it happened to them or it happened to me. If you get right, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person whose fact may or may not be about, they get the point.
Is this a new game?
Nope. Okay. I don't always play it, though, because after 116 episodes, I'm running out of stories. Anyway, so to Sonia, was it Maggie or was it myself who, when we were in grade 2, our parents told us we were meant to walk home from school that day, but we didn't know the way, so we just stayed at the school in the playground until 6 o'clock. Because of this, we never had to walk home from primary school ever again. Was that me or was that Maggie? You can ask us questions.
Maggie,
mm-hmm.
How far walk home was it from school?
Less than a K, 800 metres.
Josh?
Would have been about, at that age, about a 15-minute walk home.
Oh, right. Do you want me to keep asking
questions? Keep asking questions, otherwise we'll all be home soon.
So, wait. You stayed playing instead of going home.
I just sat in the playground.
Yeah. Because you thought your parents were coming home. Okay. Why did you sit? Were you too scared?
No, I was 8. I didn't know the way. My brother was meant to be the one taking me home. He was older than me. Mm-hmm. And he just left without me. And I thought, typical. I'll just sit here. Because on the way, my dad was saying, now you got to walk home. So make sure you know where we're going now. Pay attention. And I was just like, 8, going, all right, we'll just look around. And then I didn't know the way.
What grade were you in?
2.
Grade 2. Oh, yeah. So I guess you don't really know stuff then. Okay. So you, Maggie,
mm-hmm.
did you forget that your parents were supposed to be picking you up?
No, I knew. I knew they were.
You knew. Yeah. But you were too scared to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I have a guess?
Go for it.
No, I think it's you.
You are correct. Yes, it was me.
I'm so sorry. I forgot the story.
I was like, yep.
I thought you were doing a very good job at bluffing. I was just squinting.
Oh, that's my bluff face. It's just a small squint so no one can see what's going on.
But I found this story weird because I was in the playground for like 3 hours and not a single teacher came out to check that. Are you going to get picked up soon? Like, I was 8.
This was Tasmania though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was still like... Exactly, where healthcare is not great, mental health care was even worse. So I was like, what kind of weirdo is going to hang around at school grade? But I was just sitting there, and Dad came, and he didn't yell at me. He didn't yell at my brother. It was just like, all right, you're not big enough to walk home yet. So, yeah, that was it.
Aww.
So weird.
Sorry.
It's all right. Okay, to Maggie, was it Danielle or myself who beat our friend's dad in a video game so badly that he got super angry? The next day he called our house to apologise. Happened to me, that happened to Danielle.
So you beat your dad.
My friend's dad.
Friend's dad.
Yeah.
So Danielle, was your friend's dad over at your house or were you over at their house?
I was over at their house.
Yeah, right. And what was the video game?
It was SingStar.
Can I ask, how did you get your...
Did you ask to take his shirt off afterwards?
Yeah, he was a hot dad.
How did you get the dad on board with SingStar? Was he particularly proud of his SingStar role? Or?
Yeah, I think he wanted to be maybe a singer or something, or he was just particularly into SingStar. Just a very into SingStar dad.
And Josh, what was the song?
I wasn't playing SingStar.
Oh, right.
I was playing Decathlon.
What's Decathlon?
It's like a sporting one where you've just got to get the joystick and take it side to side as quick as you possibly can and it runs.
And you beat someone.
I beat someone's dad just doing that. Just that.
So how upset did he get?
Why? He threw the joystick on the ground.
He threw it on the ground. Yeah. Walked out.
Walked out.
And so you went home, told your folks?
No, I didn't. I just thought the kid's dad's weird. And then he the next day called my dad to make sure I was okay and said, can you put him on? I just want to say sorry. Yeah. And my dad thought he was weird too.
That's very funny. Yeah. So the dad apologised.
The dad apologised, not the kid. The kid, we didn't care, but the dad was obviously weighing on his mind. And went, I've got to make sure this kid is all right with me.
Just threw the joystick on the ground.
I wanted to play again.
Okay. I'm going to say it's Josh's story.
You are incorrect. It was Danielle's story.
I'm so happy. That means that Dad got so angry about sex stuff.
I should have kept going.
His wife called. His wife made him call to apologize. And the song was Running by Evermore.
That's so funny.
Wow.
Oh, how did you take the phone call? Were you all right with it? Or?
Yeah, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And then I thought it was weird because I was like, I mean, that's nice, but also like I didn't know that he was actually angry. I thought he was joking around. Oh. I thought he was being like.
So you thought it was just a muck around.
Yeah, I thought it was genuinely... like a, damn you, what? We're going to sing again. Sing again. Like, I thought it was like a...
You thought he was pretend hitting you.
Yeah, I thought he was pretend... yeah, I thought he was pretend abusing you.
So did you sing again with him or did you like...
Yeah, we sang a bunch of songs because he was trying so hard to beat me because he'd beaten all his kids constantly with SingStar. But the thing is, I also had SingStar at my house and I was practicing every day. And so we'd done like Elton John. We done Tina Turner. Then we got to the 90s pop edition.
Oh, amazing.
And I beat him on Evermore. Running. Anyway. Yeah, that's the type of voice that you can expect from me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that's his voice story. Was shitter than that.
So much. SingStar's not about the song. It's about hitting the note.
It's
not
about the passion.
You don't even sing. You just...
I'm a little concerned because I was sitting there going, oh, yeah, Josh has told me this story before. So it was obviously, I think you told me this story and it had kind of filtered through Josh. He's such a good liar.
Good actor.
Thanks. Good I acting. Am a good actor. Yeah. People don't think I am.
Yeah.
People should cast
give me some
things.
Acting work. Yeah. I could be in Heartbreak High.
Good panel host as well.
Oh, thanks. Yes. Yeah, doing quite
very
well.
Good. I would say... the best host of Speaks and Specs.
Oh, no. What? Oh.
That was a callback.
Thanks. Yep. Yes, it was.
I hope he's not listening.
No, I listened. Okay, so to Danielle now, was it Emma or was it myself who, while we were in Singapore with a friend, we accidentally walked into a brothel?
Accidentally.
Accidentally walked into a brothel. No.
Okay, what did you think to both of you? What did you think the brothel was when you walked in, like before you walked in?
A nose piercing parlour.
And why was that?
Because it said salon. And my friend wanted to get a nose pierced, so we were just kind of walking around looking for somewhere. And it said salon, so we just assumed that you could get your nose pierced there.
Okay. And Josh?
Tattoo parlour. Yes. The person I was with was Andre, who used to work for the Comedy Festival. I was there for Roadshow. And he wanted to get a tattoo there. And we'd been told up the alleyway is a tattoo parlour, but it was not.
What a practical joke that was.
I don't know. It did look dodgy, two guys walking around just these back streets trying to find it. And, yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just... How long ago was this?
2010.
Why didn't you just Google Maps tattoo parlour?
Because it was back when, like, international roaming was a lot.
Hmm.
The same answer as him.
Okay, did your friend end up getting her nose pierced?
Yeah, not there though. Somewhere else.
Where she got two noses.
Yeah.
How did you figure out it was a brothel upon entry, both of you?
Lots of like low-key lighting. There were like a couple women in lingerie walking around, lots of lounges.
I wouldn't have noticed that. I would have been like, this is a weird bar. And you, Josh?
Well, there was a receptionist at the desk and was asking how long. And we're like, what? And like, we just want to get a tattoo. Or he wanted to get a tattoo. I don't have tattoos.
Okay. I think this is hard to ask questions for. I'm going to go with this is Emma's story.
You are correct. Yes, it is Emma's story. Point there for Danielle.
Thank you.
So how old were you when you were in this place?
16. Yeah.
Was this a school camp?
No, we just used to go there a lot on holiday as a family and we took our friend one time. My parents, because we went there so often, would just let us wander around the streets by ourselves. Ended up
Singapore's
in a real dodgy part of town.
But it's a good city to walk around.
It's a great city. Yeah, it's awesome. Just, we didn't have maps, just kept walking. and just kept following the signs to nose piercings. And
you clocked on so early. Honestly, if I walked into a place now and there were women walking around in lingerie, I'd be like, I guess this is the dress code.
Well, my friend didn't clock on. Like, we walked in and it was very... My sister was with me too. My sister and I just looked at each other and shook our heads. And my friend just goes, do you guys do nose piercings? And they went, no.
Wow. Okay, so to Emma, was it Sonia or myself who one day, with our dad in the car, we had to fill up with petrol? When we went to pay, the cashier asked if that man, our father, was with us and then told us that he pissed in the back of the store and that she should report him. Sonia or myself? There is a lot to unpack there.
So one of your dads peed in the back of the shop.
One of our dads pissed in the servo.
All right.
So, like, not even a bathroom, just in the back of a servo, both of you?
It was, like, not inside, but out the back.
Oh, so, like, against the wall.
Yeah. It was, what she said to me was, he asked if we had toilets. And I said no, and then he just went around the back where there's cameras, and so I saw him peeing around the back, and I could report him for that.
Was that the same for you, Josh? Was your dad also caught on camera?
Yes, but it wasn't out the back; it was in the store.
Oh, so like he pissed in the store.
Asked if there was toilets, and she said no, and he went okay, and then he pretended he was browsing, just went through the aisles, and just pissed in the aisle.
Was it like a trail or did he just leave a pool somewhere?
He looked at an item for a while and just pissed.
Surely not. You can't tell that story about your dad if he did that.
I don't know. I'm feeling it.
What's worse?
How close are you guys?
The fact that I tell if he did it or the tell it and he didn't do it. What's worse, do you think?
What to tell?
If I've just made that up, is that worse to make that up about my dad or is it worse if I tell it because he actually did it and I had to deal with...
No, it's worse if you tell it. And it's a made up story.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's worse if you tell it and it's real. Because the made up one's just made up. It's a joke. The real one is like, Dad, I'm dobbing you in. My dad pissed in public.
Well, coming back from the footy, he'd had lots of drinks at the footy and was like, oh, I had to fill up anyway, so yeah.
Was the woman angry?
Yeah.
Yeah, real mad.
Furious.
Where were you on the way to or from, Sonia?
I don't even remember. I think it was probably somewhere in near my place, somewhere in Brunswick area.
Oh, okay. I really hate the idea of someone pissing in a store while holding like a can of Pringles or something.
Are we allowed? No, we can't.
It's so odd it might be true.
What do you think, Danielle? Do you think?
Well, I have a few more questions. Like how long ago did this happen?
4 years ago?
And
3 or 4 years?
2 years ago.
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
I've heard a
question. And is he still in prison?
Can I ask, why didn't your dads buy an item, like a Coca-Cola bottle?
And then piss in that?
Piss in that. Or so the Pringles smart. Can.
That's a great question.
It's not part of it, Maggie.
I think my dad had so many drinks he wasn't thinking straight.
Was he also driving you though?
No, I was driving.
Oh, you were driving. Okay.
Yep.
I think I'm going to go with Sonia.
You are correct. Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Point there for Emma. And apologies to Dad if you're listening. Didn't happen. My dad would never do that.
No, that was my dad.
Yeah, but just your like dad did an okay one. I peed outside a petrol station that hasn't got a toilet.
Yeah, well, because she's like, I told him we didn't have any toilets here and then I just saw him go out the back of the store and pee because we've got cameras there. I could report him. Anyway.
Well, if you need to pee, you need to pee.
Well, yeah. I got back into the car and I'm like, oh, Dad's probably going to be embarrassed. I'm like, that lady was really angry because, like, you peed just, like, out the back of the store. Well, he's probably going to be embarrassed. And he just goes, well, they should have bloody toilets here, which is fair enough.
They should.
Yeah.
Honestly, Josh's story sets such a precedent that seems like nothing.
Dude, there's so many details.
Yeah. I've got a day to think about this. All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Maggie, still on 2 points.
Aw.
Emma on 4 points. Sonia on 5 points, but now in the lead on 6 points is Danielle Walker.
I'm here to take the crown.
For all of those not in the room, Danielle is raising her eyebrows and lowering it at a rapid pace.
Do you know this is apparently how this is how I flirt?
by beating them in a game.
I didn't know. My boyfriend said that I actually can't flirt. All I do is sometimes repeat what he says. And then just raise my eyebrows. So he'll be like, can I have a hug? And I'll be like, can I have a hug?
It's a forehead wink. That's what it is, a forehead wink.
Is that flirting or negging? Is that kind of making
I don't know. Isn't that what flirting is? Yeah.
Negging. It's good.
All right, this round, our final round, is called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about all of you people. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right, a point if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. You can't buzz in for your own. First one is this one. Who here has a phobia of thin plastics? Who has a phobia of thin plastics?
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Maggie?
No, it's Emma.
Oh.
Point off Sonia there. How, what are we talking phobia? You just don't like them or you will leave the room if they're in the room?
No, I can like sit if they're in the room, but like, you know, the plastics that are like attached to juice boxes and have straws in them.
Yeah.
Like we're talking that kind of thin. So oh, I won't drink out of a juice box if there's any of it attached. Like I can't touch it. Fruit stickers are the worst. They're the absolute worst.
Glad wrap?
Glad wrap.
Is that a bit thicker?
Thin ice.
Yeah, so it's in the middle.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's real weird. Yeah.
Is this a thing that generally you're upset or you're just like, ew?
No, I try and like keep it low key, yeah, but
not anymore.
Fruit stickers cannot deal with them. Like,
wow.
Fruit stickers?
No, can't do it.
What happened to you?
Well, my dad pissed on a server and went downhill from there.
Wraps you in glad wrap.
That's amazing.
Next question. Who here once ate dog food to get out of going to church?
Maggie.
Yes, Maggie.
Sonia.
No, it was Danielle.
I thought, good Catholic girl.
Yeah, I loved church.
I did it twice.
Oh. What, did it make you sick?
No, I did it once accidentally because my Uncle Peter, he hid all the Easter eggs and unwrapped all the Easter eggs and then wrapped dog food up like Easter eggs and left them as a trail along the hallway. And I was like, it doesn't look like it, but I'm going
to eat it. Melted and meaty.
Yeah. Like, and then the other time I was doing my Holy Eucharist and Communion. And you know how you've got to do like the weeks leading up to it, you got to like study and you got to go. And it was every Wednesday night and that's when McLeod's Daughters was. And I didn't want to miss McLeod's Daughters. And one night dad was like, get in the car, we're going to the thing, and I was like, no, I'm not going. If you make me go, I'll eat this dog food. And then they were like, all right, eat the dog food. And I was like, I'm going to call their bluff. They're not going to make me go if I eat this dog food. And they were calling my bluff. And I ate the dog food, and then Dad was like, get in the car.
So you ate dog food and had to go as well.
Yeah.
And
washed it down with a bit of Eucharist. Yeah.
Next question. Who here failed bike ed at high school?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Maggie.
No, it was Sonia. Oh,
that sounded like a Maggie Luke thing.
Bike ed?
Bike ed.
Bike education.
It's bike. Like your pen license, but for a bike.
Oh, no. So you can ride your bike. We had too many hills in Brisbane. We didn't have bike ed.
We probably would have failed too.
How'd you fail?
Okay, so the person, the student who was in front, who was riding in front, went the wrong way. So everyone else just followed them. So our entire class went the wrong way and our entire class failed.
But the teacher didn't say, oh, okay, I understand what all of you did there. So
I don't know. Mm. They must have just let us go rogue.
Teachers used to be fuckheads. I failed a spelling test in year 9. The teacher, Mr. Jordan, he was such an idiot. And he had an English accent. And he went, all right, our first word is this. And we're like, I don't know, is it A or air? Like, you wouldn't put A in a spelling test. He's got to be saying air, dumb. So I wrote A-I-R.
Yeah.
Everyone farted because no one in the class even knows how to spell the first letter of the alphabet.
Oh.
I'm like, that's on you, you fucking idiot. Like, rest in peace. Next question. Whose parents gave away their rabbit only to find the person they gave it to was about to boil it?
Maggie.
Yes, Maggie.
Emma.
You are correct, yes. Point there for Maggie. thought that sounds like a Danielle Walker story.
Queensland, you can't have bunnies up in Queensland.
That is true, but I was hoping that you would go for me.
Even I thought that sounded like a Danielle Walker story.
That's very good.
So what is this story? I want to hear it.
I lived in Indonesia as a kid, and we bought rabbits from, like, the side of the road. My parents, like, saved them from being turned into satay. We took them home. We thought they were two females, and then they turned out to be two, a male and a female, and started having heaps of rabbits, and, like, little bunnies, and we didn't know what to do with them. So my parents gave the father rabbit to our guard at the time, because we, like, lived in a complex. And about half an hour later, they went downstairs to, like, the staff kitchen, and he was, like, boiling a pot of water and was, like, holding the rabbit by 2 ears. This is, like, what they tell me. I didn't witness this. And they, like, felt so bad. They're like, we can't let you boil the kid's rabbit for lunch. I'm so sorry. And took it back.
So boiled rabbits. Boiled.
Well, I think he just wanted to kill it quickly.
Yeah, and then you do something else with
it. Yeah, just drop it in the pot. Right. Yeah.
There's never heard of sous vide rabbit.
All right, next question. Who here is a big fan of the song That Thing You Do from the movie That Thing You Do? Who's a big fan of that song?
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Maggie?
Yes, you are correct.
I'm a big fan of that song.
Big fan of the movie?
Big fan of the movie.
With the Onitas?
Very, very underrated movie. Have you guys all seen That Thing You Do?
No.
Colin Hanks? Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks. It's actually interesting, that film, because it was supposed to be his opus. So he, like, spent ages getting funding together, and this was going to be his big hit.
Is this Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks. If you read about it, this was going to be, like, he took ages to get this film up, and it's really bad. And then I think he went on to do Forrest Gump and Philadelphia and, like, all of that. So this was prior.
Maybe he was getting it already prior, but I think it came out later.
Yeah, but I know he took ages to get the funding. Like, he had to convince a lot of people to do it, you know? And it's amazing to think that Tom Hanks, he's now what, co-owner of DreamWorks or something, had to really struggle to get That Thing You Do.
So if you haven't seen, it's about, like, this band of, like, almost like the British Invasion. They're like the Beatles, but American. And it's like a one-hit wonder. They're called the Wonders.
Or Onidas, because it's spelled O-N-E.
But it's such a nothing movie. I mean, it's fine, but it's like a nothing.
Yeah. But there's a great song in it, and it's called That Thing You Do. And it's. Can you play it under this?
I don't have the rights for it, but if you're listening to the podcast.
If everyone goes quiet for a bit and then everyone go onto YouTube.
I'll put a link with the thing.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, next question. Who here had two people watching their show during the comedy festival while giving them the finger?
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Danielle.
No, that was Maggie as well.
How dare you? Rack off, Emma.
I'm not even on stage. I was producing a show with two other comedians, and where I was sitting is in a bar in Melbourne called the European Beer Cafe, and it's a downstairs area. So when you're sitting down, you look above. They've got windows up there that lead out onto the road. So you can look down and watch what's happening.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting there teching a show that had very intricate sound cues, so it meant I just couldn't leave my seat. And I was sitting right next to the stage, and I looked up to the windows, and there's, like, this old dude just giving me the finger. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, what do I do? And I had Sam Campbell, another comic, sitting next to me, and I pointed out what was going on. We started watching out there, and the way we were watching was actually over the heads of the comics on stage. So we could see they were doing it down to the comics, then saw me and Sam watching, so started doing it. So they started giving the finger over, and I went to shoo them. I did the wrong thing. I went, like, shoo. So I flapped my hands. That's what I'm doing. And I flapped my hands, and then I realized they're in the power position because I can't leave.
Yeah.
And they're doing nothing wrong. They can do whatever they want. And so they kept giving me the finger, and then finally they went away, and I couldn't give them the finger back because it looked like I was giving it straight to the comics on stage as well. I was sitting there. I thought, oh, they're gone. All of a sudden, bang, up there, the dude had taken his pants off, slapped his ass against the window, and the woman, older woman, was like, yeah, look at this. I was like, oh, no, they're back. And then he flipped around and, like, smudged his dick right into the window. While I'm sitting there teching, these guys are on stage doing a silly song. They ended up leaving and it was fine, but I had to look at it for 10 minutes. I had nowhere to go. There was nothing I could do.
That's intense.
I had to, and I did look. And it was there. It was old.
Old and squish.
It was old. But they were, you know, they weren't doing anything wrong. I would have done it. I was impressed.
Really? Are you allowed to put your dick on windows?
I think so. No one's told me otherwise.
All right, next question. Who went viral on their university's Facebook page because they posted a picture of two possums doing it?
Sonia.
Maggie.
Oh, I heard Sonia first.
Emma?
You are correct. Yes.
God damn it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So two possums doing it.
Yeah. Pretty self-explanatory.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Question nine. Who once talked to Constance Zimmer about barramundi? Constance Zimmer.
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Maggie.
You are correct. Yes. That is right.
How does barramundi come up in conversation?
She's the like lead actress from Unreal, the TV show that's on Stan.
Yes,
and I work at the project with Josh, and she was on as a guest. And I think she's pretty good. And then she was coming down in the elevator at the same time as me, and I hadn't talked to her. And there was nothing to say. We were just standing there. She was there with the bodyguard. And someone went, "Oh, what are you having for dinner?" And she goes, "Well, I'm really excited about having some barramundi tonight." And I just turned and I went, "Unreal." And everyone in the elevator stopped. And I got out at the wrong level. And I was just like, oh, my God. What are the odds? What are the odds of saying something that awesome to someone who appreciated that?
Very great. And our final question for the game. Who here recently had a fire in their building, and while the loudspeaker blared "Evacuate now," their partner decided to go and have a shower?
Sonia. Maggie.
I heard Sonia first.
Danielle?
Yes, you are correct.
Holy shit.
Did he really have a shower?
Yeah, no, he was like, "I'm not going for a shower. I've lived in apartment buildings for a long time. Never has there been a real fire." He was like, "You know how many times I've been in buildings where there's been fire evacuation signs? You know how many times I've stayed inside when the fire evacuation's going? You know how many times I've died? I'm not going!"
I mean, surrounded by water, he's bound to be safe, right?
Because Danielle's boyfriend's the best. Tell the new project. I love this so much. I think about it nearly every day. Yeah, no, the fish.
Oh, with his bonus, he wants to buy a whole salmon so he can butcher the salmon.
He just wants to buy an entire salmon with his whole bonus.
Well, he's not going to spend his whole bonus on it.
What did he get a bonus, did he?
Oh, well, he's going to get his work bonus soon.
Okay.
So he's going to one of the things he wants to buy is a whole salmon.
How much is online?
Or? I think he said like maybe $240 or something.
Wow.
Who's going to eat it all?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. We've got quite a small freezer. So
he's going to have to make like salmon pate out of it or something.
I assume he'll cut it up into lots of salmon steaks.
Yep.
They'll have lots of those in the freezer. And then maybe. What else do people do with salmon?
Smoke salmon last.
Mate, I hate some friends salmon. Around.
I'll eat it.
Yeah, that's what you do. You get some friends over.
I just love that.
And butcher a salmon.
Of all the things. And like it's something so fleeting as well. You can tell people you've done it, but you can't show someone you've butchered a salmon 6 months ago with your work bonus. It's the best.
I'll guarantee there'll be lots of photos he'll be doing that.
Back to the Evacuate Now story. Because do you know the other week there was like the really hard winds in Melbourne and some people had to get evacuated from their building because there was a crane going to tip on their building.
Oh, wow.
The next day I was in a cafe next to these women on the phone to their boss. And saying, "We can't come in. Our building got evacuated last night. We've got no clothes. We're in our pajamas and we just can't come in and we don't know when we're going to get back in." And then they were like, okay, hung up. They were not in their pajamas. They were fine. They had like bags with them. They were staying in a hotel and then they just had the day off. Yeah.
So good.
It was
That's great.
Right,
I'm going to use that.
Yeah, just next really windy day. Okay, at the end of the game, the scores are Maggie on 2 points. Yeah, give it for Maggie. Yay. Yeah. Emma on 3 points, yay. Danielle on 6 points, but our winner on 7 points.
Oh, yeah.
At the very end, Sonia DiOrio, yay.
That went round the table. That's like exactly round the table.
It's exactly the order you're sitting, yes.
Yeah, sweet.
From loser to winner.
Expect a phone call tomorrow morning from Danielle apologising for her bad sportsmanship.
No, nobody will force me to call you. Stop hitting me. Ow.
Because you win, Sonia, you can plug whatever you want to plug first. Where can people find you and see you do
on
stuff?
On Facebook,
yep.
Sonia Diorio, and I'm always doing heaps of gigs about town.
Always doing gigs. Mm-hmm. Great. Danielle, where can people find you?
Probably just my Instagram,
yes.
At Danielle's Cool OK.
Danielle, yes. Is it Danny's Cool OK? Or
no,
is
it's
it?
Danielle's Cool OK.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's Danielle is Cool OK. OKAY.
I think if you just type Danielle Walker, it'll come up, yeah. Yeah.
No, type in at Danielle is cool, okay.
Such a passive-aggressive Twitter handle. That's amazing.
Emma, where can people find and see you?
I'm on the gram. Just type in Emma Holland, I guess. You can find me.
And follow the Paul Reiser Twitter account.
Follow the Paul Reiser Twitter account. Very important.
Very good.
Yeah.
Maggie, where can people see you?
You can follow me on Twitter.
Yep.
At GotTheLuke, spelled Looke. Don't hit me up on Instagram because I like to keep that private.
Do you have any shows coming up?
No, nothing.
No Tokyo Hotel.
Stuff? No, nothing like that. Just hanging out and being cool.
Being cool. Big thanks to everyone who's been donating to the Patreon, keeping the lights on here. You get a bonus episode very, very soon. And everyone who's been buying tickets to the live shows coming up September 16 all the way through to October 28 in Melbourne. Until next time, bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.